This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Citizens of the Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Lakota tribes arrived at the base of Mount Evans after a week-long prayer walk from the site of the Sand Creek Massacre. CPR's Paolo Chalceda reports the 250-mile trek was part of a push to rename the mountain.
Colorado's 14th tallest mountain is currently named after the governor who incited the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. Connor Ryan, a professional skier and Lakota citizen, brought a prayer staff to the summit as part of the ceremony.
What this is all about is healing that history that stems back to Sand Creek and not forgetting about those people as we find a good way to move forward.
A state panel will begin the official process to rename Mount Evans later this week, including taking recommendations. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
One person was killed and four people seriously injured after a man drove a pickup truck through a crowd outside of a bar early Sunday morning in Golden. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said the 29-year-old driver faces charges including first-degree murder. The passenger who owned the pickup truck is also facing charges. Bouncers at the Rock Rest Lounge broke up a fight between the suspects and some of the victims just prior to the attack. People that had Icon ski passes when COVID-19 shut down resorts are receiving compensation from a class action lawsuit. The Denver Post reports emails went out this week to people owed money. Denver-based Alterra Mountain Company, which owns the Icon Pass, agreed to pay more than $17 million in pass credits, the Post says. The amount of credit paid out to individuals will depend on how many times they use their passes during the 2019-2020 season. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.